This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America, and I'm your host, Gary Holt, and joining me is my talented co-host, Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina Mae.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are things up in Missouri?
Doing good. Very busy today, but doing good. It's rolling right along.
Well, no snow.
No. They're calling for, you know, kind of city snow.
Yeah,
it was last night.
Well, we're getting some snow reports from different places across the country, but today we've got guests that are scattered around the U.S., so we'll talk about the weather in different locations. And we have a great show lined up today, so who do we have joining us?
Well, Gary, today we have Robert Eversoll, the Trailmeister. Then we travel to Eminence, Missouri, and talk with Ruth Martin, owner of Shawnee Creek Horse Camp.
Okay, it's always fun to have Robert on the show, and no telling what we might talk with Robert about today, and we're looking forward to talking with Ruth, so a great show, and it's getting close to Christmas, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How's
I'll be singing Jingle Bells.
How's your Christmas shopping?
Well, now that doesn't go so well. You know me, I'd rather be riding than shopping.
All right,
so
well, we've got a
back burner, but I'll catch up.
We've got an easy way for you to shop because our show today is made possible by the great sponsors in the general store and in the Christmas shop. And you can find everything for the horse lover and folks that just love the equestrian lifestyle that are on your Christmas list at our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab some coffee, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Robert Eversoll, the Trailmeister. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Around the Christmas tree with Michael Martin Murphy and Susie Bogus, and we're welcoming to the show Robert Eversoll. Robert, how are you?
Ho, ho, ho. Hi, howdy.
Hi, ho,
good morning.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good to be
howdy
on the show again.
Well, it's good to have you.
Well, you know, I always like listening to the music you have on, certainly more than listening to me. And heck, I'm glad this isn't TV. People would have seen me dancing while we were singing their song.
next year, next year we may do a show or two on Ustream. So, practice.
I don't know, Gary, because I know that's not the case for Tina May, but I'm positive I have a face for radio. So.
goodness.
Oh,
hey, I was talking.
Have you all been? Have you been on the trails?
I haven't been on it as much as I should. But yes, I have. I have been out on the trails a little bit. We've had a lot of wet ground, and I just, you know, the mud and the yuck, but I do get out there and ride a little.
There you go. Well, that's the time of the year, though, isn't it? I mean, this is the time. It's either, you know, up in my neck of the woods, heavens, we've had single digits and below. So it's getting to be that time of the year where we're sticking to day rides and such lately. And a good day ride is, heavens, in many ways, almost better than camping because you're back home in your own bed at the end of the day.
And you're close to that fabulous grill that you were telling us about a while ago.
Oh, yes. I got myself a Big Green Egg style grill over the summer, so if I could just figure a way to get it in the horse trailer, life would be good. But they are rather heavy, so maybe I can just refrigerate after I've smoked my Christmas turkey. So we'll see how that goes.
There you go. Hey, well, we want to talk about day riding during this winter weather and during these winter months because people will look forward to the kind of days where they can get their horse out and do some trail riding. Let's talk about food because, you know, I know that's one of Tina May's favorite topics, and I have learned that you really enjoy eating as well.
Have built that reputation, I'm afraid.
You have. It's starting to follow you. I mean, I could imagine getting the two of you together out somewhere where there's a lot of food.
Nobody would go hungry.
but let's talk a little bit about what do you take when you go out on the trail to ride? What do you take to eat? You know, if you're out winter days, yeah, what do you take with you?
Well, it varies by whatever I can rummage up in the house. You know, I do have some standbys. On a cold day, I never go too far from my insulated thermos with hot chocolate or hot tea.
Right.
Go ahead.
Soup. I like to put hot soup in my thermos and then put it in your bag. Stays warm.
Oh.
And you can put a ham warmer in there with it as well.
Oh, I bet you. That sounds wonderful. I'll have to try that. I'm not that great of a cook, even though I like to eat. I like to eat other people's cooking more than mine.
Oh, no. Campbell's
but I will
is good.
Have to,
you just, you know,
I'll
open
to,
a can.
Yeah.
Open a can, heat it up, and stick it in the thermos.
Oh, I'll have to talk with my much better half and get her to help me out with that one. But for wintertime snacks and food on the trail, I can't really say that it's a whole lot different from the summertime. Granola bars, Snicker bars, you know, I'm all about eating healthy, as you can tell.
Right.
That doesn't change a whole lot. Wintertime doesn't usually find me with, and I know some people are going to cringe, but my favorite summertime trail snack is a can of sardines and an apple or two. My wife kind of turned her nose up.
Yeah, I kind of.
Oh, that is so funny, Robert. Mine is tuna.
Tuna
with the olive oil and garlic, and I'll take that and crackers, and that's what I take with me, and an apple. And I share the apple with my horse.
You're a woman after my own heart, Tina May.
Food is kind of important when you get out on the trails. And, you know, I was waiting for one of you to mention taking a thermos of a hot chili to go out on the trail. But staying warm is kind of an important thing. And what you put inside your body kind of helps you to keep warm. If we were in Washington riding in that cold weather out there. How should we dress and prepare, and how should we take care of our horses for a cold day ride?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a big fan of the whole layering thing. Washington, of course. Everybody thinks of Seattle and the you know, 30 degree rain coming down, and that's where our layers come in. You know, I'm a big fan of the traditional I think they call them Wyoming fish slickers, the bright yellow.
Right.
But there's some wonderful high tech options now with the Gore-Tex and things like that. You know, for your top layer. Since I wear a helmet. You know, I've found the, I think they're called debrims. It's like a helmet cover visor type thing.
Right.
You know, to keep the worst of the rain off. I wear glasses. I'm about blind as a bat. And I tell you, going through the rain, your glasses get all fogged up, and it's kind of nasty. That debrim helps with that a lot. The problem that I have with the helmet is I have the vents on top, and the debrim doesn't cover those. So a lot of times if it's really raining, I'll actually put a shower cap over my helmet. I'm not going for style points, as you can tell.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
At least it doesn't have, you know, ducks or anything like that printed on it.
Okay.
And then but our legs, you know, those are exposed as well. And to keep my legs dry, I have really found that the traditional oilskin chaps are just wonderful. They're heavy enough to stand up to brush and briars and the like, but light enough to you know, let you get on and off. I'm sure there's some great leather chaps out there, but the ones that I've tried eventually do you know, soak through. But
right.
This is Western Washington, where, you know, the rain just doesn't stop. So, but you know, the best thing that I found, now that I'm thinking about it, and since we're on the topic, you know, our feet. Even though, you know, a lot of us have, you know, the heavy oiled boots or the waterproof boots, I have found Tapaderos or Devonshire boots for the English set are wonderful. They keep the weather off, but they also help keep your feet a little bit warmer as well. I've known people that have taken those, what do you call those little hot pocket things? You know, the iron filing?
Foot warmers.
Foot warmers. And tape those to the underside of the Tapaderos to keep their feet a little bit warmer. I'm a big fan of Tapaderos in general because they keep brush and stuff from coming up and catching my stirrups. But I do believe they keep your feet a little bit warmer as well. And let's face it, once our feet are cold, it's time to head in.
Right. Well, your feet and your hands are two things that need to be kept warm. What kind of gloves do you wear, and what do you use a hand warmer in your gloves?
I'm still looking for that perfect pair of gloves, Gary.
Yeah.
You want a pair of gloves, of course, that's going to be thin enough so you have a good feel of the reins, and waterproof. And it seems like the two are so far have been pretty much mutually exclusive. I've got a pair.
Need to come up with that.
Tell me about it. I haven't found any that I really love. I've got some that I like, but none that I just adore. So I'm still looking. Hopefully somebody will call in with some ideas.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Tina May, what do you wear? What do you do to keep your feet warm and your hands warm when you're out riding?
Well, as far as the hands, I like getting those cotton, like, roping gloves, and I wear them in a pair of goatskin leather gloves. But there again, you still have the problem of them getting wet. It's just really hard. You can put that waterproof stuff on there, but it just wears if you wear them at all. But that is, so far, the best that kind of keeps my hands warm and still usable, because I like to be able to use my hands, and I don't like really big, bulky gloves. I also do the Tapaderos. They not only keep your feet a little bit warmer, they also keep your feet dry. And, you know, when your feet are wet, then you get cold.
Right.
I like those insulated jeans. They've got like a flannel on the inside of the jeans. It depends how cold it is what I wear. Layers is always number one, whether you have the long johns or the Under Armour, and then you have, you know, the layers of clothing on that. But I do like the lined jeans and then the chaps. I would wear chaps over that in the winter that not only keep you dry but keeps you a little bit warmer.
I don't think there's anything better than slipping on a pair of those lined jeans on a cold morning. Mm-hmm. Is there, Tina May?
No. No, there's not. They feel really good. And if you're out camping, and I know this is about day camping, but I'll tell you a little secret that I had done is with the hot water bottle, is you put the hot, and it keeps your bed warm, too, all night long. It is still warm the next day, and I like to stick my clothes in that hot water bottle with my clothes so that when you put the clothes on, they're warm as well, which is really nice. But that is pretty much what I use. And, of course, you know, I'm not no fashion statement either, and I like my fur-lined dog-eared cap, and I'm not bashful to wear it. And on the very, very cold days, I don't mind looking like Pillsbury Doughboy. I might have some trouble getting on my horse, but I will have my coveralls on. So, and every New Year's Day, no matter the weather, I do ride, so... It's coming.
Well, and then we're getting close to New Year's, too, and I know a lot of people have a New Year's resolution that, you know, they're going to be out on the trail. And so they'll be out mm-hmm. for some period of time, regardless of the weather, just because there's kind of an old saying that what you do on New Year's Day, you'll find yourself doing throughout the rest of the year. So a lot of folks like to get out and ride on New Year's Day. But, Robert, what about the trails? Of course, you're in Washington, and mm-hmm. you've got different elevations. But, you know, during the winter months, you can find trails that can be slick if it's been a lot of rain or ice.
Oh, heavens.
What kind of trails do you do?
Well, being in Spokane, really got a little bit of everything, except for beaches, I guess. Or you could say the high desert's a beach, just no ocean.
Right.
You know, so we're terribly blessed with a lot of different areas. If, as long as you can handle the cold, I can go to the high desert, like I said, where I don't have to worry about riding through snow. I am kind of leery of riding through deep snow. I know everybody likes the idea. I love the idea of riding through that snow-covered field. I worry about what the snow is hiding.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so... you know, I try to avoid that unless I know what to expect. So, you know, winter rides for me are generally, you know, high desert areas or times when there isn't a heavy covering of snow. And if there's ice, I'm staying in by the fire. You know,
there you go.
I'll grab a
there
good
you go.
Book. For me is too short to chance it, and my horses are too dear to me to take a chance on harming them if I don't have to. So that's my kind of you know, winter riding. You know, as long as I can see the ground and what it is the tread looks like, I'll be out there on it. If there's ice, that's what the stove and the fire is for.
All right.
I have a question for you, Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever used, because, you know, the biggest problem that we have, especially if it's wet snow, is the packing of the horse's feet. You know, they get those big old balls underneath there and everything. And I've tried many mm-hmm. different things. A lot of times in the winter, it depends where I'm going to be riding at. But if I'm going to stay local in some good ground, I won't even shoe my horse, which helps with that.
Right.
But if I do have shoes on my horse, I like to have the pads. But have you tried the old tricks with the Vaseline and the non-cooking spray and things like
spray
that?
Spray pan.
Mm-hmm. The non-cooking spray, right?
Yep, done that. You know, I don't know that my wife terribly likes it when I steal the cans of the spray stuff out of the kitchen, especially when she's looking for it for cooking. But mm-hmm. I have done that. It works okay. I'm like you. Most of the time, I pull shoes off during the winter because we're not riding as much as we would perhaps like. And when we do ride, the rides are typically a little bit shorter. You know, so, you know, I pull shoes. Actually, I pulled the shoes off of my guy here, I guess, maybe 3 weeks ago. I pulled the shoes off of my wife's horse, you know, a little bit longer than that. We're currently in a project exploring hoof boots. And I think a lot of the hoof boots actually would be, you know, if you know, for this time of the year, the infrequent rides, I think those might have a place for this type of riding. Mm-hmm. And that way you don't have to worry about those snowballs. I think we've
right.
if anybody that has ridden in wet snow with shoes on their hoofs has horror stories about snowballs and those big clods
oh,
come
horrible.
Kicking out.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Well, I have a solution to all of that, and,
yeah.
and we're gonna talk about that in just a second. But I want to kind of promo a show that's coming up this Thursday on our Campfire Cafe, and we're going to have Templeton Thompson joining us. Templeton has got a new project that she's working on, and so we're going to talk about that. And then we have Darlene Newman, who is the host of the she's the Emmy Award-winning host of Equitrekking. And so when we talk to Darlene, we're going to talk about some places that she rides across the world and how she puts those shows together. And some of the areas that she rides in when she's out of the country are pretty warm, so we may talk about one of her Hawaii trips and over into Turkey as well, but that's going to be a good show this Thursday. And
a fabulous show.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. So that's at noon on Campfire Cafe this Thursday, but there's another answer if we want to stay a little bit closer to home, and we're going to take a break and listen to this one, and this is called My Christmas Wish is Mexico. And maybe that's a good place for us to go riding. But we're going to listen to that, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, Saddle Up America, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I know. Pretty as a picture in the falling snow. Colored lights shine through the night and put on quite a show. But this year my Christmas wish is Mexico. Christmas Eve is coming just a week away. It's been cold for so long now, I have to say. We're getting just a little tired of 25 below. So this year my Christmas wish is Mexico. Let's bundle up the kids and presents, and on our way we'll go. Where the sun shines all day long on the sand instead of snow. Swaying in a hammock while the sun is sinking low. This year my Christmas wish is Mexico. And presents, and on our way we'll go. where the sun shines all day long on the sand instead of snow. Swaying in a hammock while the sun is sinking low. This year my Christmas wish is Mexico. Drinking margaritas while the sun is sinking low.
La, 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 la.
This year my Christmas wish is Mexico.
Ay, 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 ay.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea of trail riding for me.
I think that's the best of all of us today.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about these snowballs, and I'm thinking about those beaches down in Mexico and riding across those beaches and the sand down there.
Now, I don't know. I really like riding on a good snow ride in the woods. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I like to ride at night when there's a good snow and the moon's up. Those are
you're getting romantic now. You know, talk about those moonlit rides out across the snow. But, you know, one of the things about our program is that we have listeners that are all across the country, as well as in our foreign countries. And so we've got folks that are listening that are riding in some great spots to ride during the winter. And they don't have to worry about some of these issues. But again, the larger part of the country stays kind of chilly. And we want to talk about staying warm and keeping our horses in the right condition. And how do we take care of a horse when we've come back in? We've talked about keeping ourselves warm, our hands and our feet. But what about our horses?
Well, heavens, Gary, sometimes I think keeping us warm is the easy part. And Tina May, I'm sure you've run into this. You're going for a good ride, and our horses are all furred out for the winter, and now they're wet. And getting my horse chilled is always one of my big concerns. I probably not the most popular person in some of the rides when I go on, because I go so slow to keep from getting them sweated up. And so what do you do, Tina May?
Well, actually, in the winter months, I do keep it at a slow pace because I don't want them to get, you know, lathered up. And normally, you know, with the condition that they're in, they normally don't. But on that occasion where it does happen, I like to walk them out, and I walk them until they self-dry. And then I put them inside. Like if they are wet, and this does not happen, you know, very often with me, is I will walk them out until they dry and then put them in a stall and give them some hay to munch.
Yep.
And
keep those inner fires burning.
And I've not had a problem with that. That's pretty much what I do.
What about to blanket or not to blanket?
I don't blanket.
Now,
I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that. And then somebody's going to say something about seeing my horse with the blanket on. And I believe blankets have their place. It's not to keep my horse warm on regular climates when they have time to acclimate and things like that. Because I believe it does just the opposite for the horse, and it doesn't keep them warm. However, a lot of times, like when I travel like I do, and if I'm within those changing seasons and I ride up north and there's a 35-degree change in the temperature, I will blanket my horse because they haven't had time to acclimate, and it's different for them. If you have a sick horse or a very elderly horse that can't keep warm, you know, those are different reasons for blanketing. But for a very normal, very healthy horse, I am not one to blanket my horse. I want them, Mother Nature, to take over and take care of my horse.
Do you blanket when you put them back on the trailer after you finished a ride? You know, maybe you're traveling for an hour or 2 hours to go back home. Do you put a blanket on them then?
Actually, I don't.
Okay.
It really depends. It depends. There's a lot. It depends on the chill factor, how cold it is. Like if it's really, really cold and I feel like there's going to be a lot of wind going in there, I can blanket them. But usually I don't.
Yeah,
and I don't travel that far in the winter months. I don't travel as far in the winter months. I kind of stick close because you never know when a winter storm's coming.
Robert, have you ever used one of these rugs to fit back on the backside of the horse, you know, to keep it
rather... I have not. I'm pretty much in Tina's boat with this, with a couple exceptions, I guess. You know, I'll put a blanket on to keep the rain off, especially when we lived in Seattle. But that was, again, more for keeping the rain off, not so much for the warmth factor. I figure they've got a better fur coat than I could ever hope to replicate.
Right.
So I'll blanket to keep the rain off. I do blanket after our rides when we're in the trailer just to keep the wind off.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, they're on their own, you know. you know, they've got a great fur coat, and on these single-digit days, I do throw the hay to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why I like a coarser hay, you know, more of the long fibers in there to keep the belly warm. But that's about all I do. Now, granted, I don't have senior horses. I don't have special needs horses. Our critters are pretty robust, pretty healthy, and that's worked so far. You know, it's you know, sometimes I accuse my wife of killing the beast with a little too much love and attention. You know, sometimes that benign neglect might be the way to go.
Hey, this is a little off topic, but I wanted to ask this question before we get too far into the show. How's Boo doing?
Oh, heavens. Boo is a monster. For the folks out in the world who haven't heard of Boo, Boo is my new puppy. And when we got him just over a month ago, he weighed 3 pounds and a handful of ounces. He's up to 12 pounds and a handful of ounces now.
Oh, wow.
And he's a terror.
Wow.
He's in the puppy stage, of course, and he's found my slippers, my house slippers, and I guess they're his now because I just have a hard time catching him. And he's coming along. I wish I could say that days without accidents are in the double digits, but they are not.
Oh, gosh.
But he's coming along. Thanks for asking. I'll have to post a picture.
Yeah, well, you know, when you were on the last time, you had just gotten Boo, and so we want to kind of keep up with the growth of this pup and what he's doing, you know, out on these trails with you and that type of thing. So,
I may have to get a bigger saddlebag to poke him in.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, Tina May's got some hints for you. You know, Taz travels with her quite a bit, so it's always good to be able to take our dogs with us. And, you know, sometimes, and that's another topic of discussion sometimes, dogs on the trail or not on the trail. And we have opinions about those, and I have mine.
And some strong ones.
And some strong ones as well. So, hey, I want to mention talking about the trails, and we're going to kind of start promoting this. But Equestrian Legacy Radio is hosting, again, the second annual National Trail Ride to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. And that's going to take place June 4th through the 6th at the Circle E Guest Ranch in Belvedere, Tennessee, which is halfway between Nashville and Chattanooga. And this year, the Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Association will be having their national championships in conjunction with our trail ride. We're going to have great artists like Templeton Thompson and the Sawdust Brothers, and a great concert on the final night with Michael Martin Murphy and the Rio Grande Band. There's going to be great food, 120 miles of trails to ride on. And one of the things that make this event so much fun are our vendors. And so we want to encourage folks that might like to come and be part of this event as a vendor to bring your horsewares and goods to show up. And you can contact me at equestrianlegacy.net for more information about that. You can also visit our website to find out more information about the trail ride and to make reservations. And this is going to be a huge thing. Tina May is going to be there this year. So we're looking forward to that.
Yes, I am, and I get to finally meet you, Gary, in person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've just hey, Robert, you're invited to come down. So
I'm tempted. The Circle E is a wonderful place.
It really is. They've got over 240 campsites. They've got 400 stalls, a great restaurant and lounge, and a beautiful amphitheater. So we're going to have a lot of fun with the Extreme Cowboy National Championships, a lot of great music, a lot of great shopping, and all of it is to help kids that are suffering with brittle bone disease. Excuse me. And if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see a story on a young man named Riker, who we were able to help from, he's from Nashville, but he had to go out to Omaha and had rods that were placed in his arms because he had over 18 fractures just this past year. So all the money that's raised from this, from people that are coming to ride, from our vendors, all of it goes to help these kids and their families that are suffering from this. So visit EquestrianLegacy.net and check out the second annual National Trail Ride to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation, and you'll be doing a lot of good to help those kids. Robert's going to hang with us, and we're going to be traveling to Eminence, Missouri to visit with Ruth Martin at Shawnee Creek Horse Camp when we come back. And this is the Christmas season, and we have to keep in mind the reason for the season. So when we come back, we'll be talking with Ruth Martin, and this is a beautiful song done by Belinda Gale called Mary, Did You Know? You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Your baby boy would someday walk on water. Mary, did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you deliver soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod, and when you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
One of the beautiful parts of our country to ride in is in Missouri and the beautiful trails there. And we want to welcome to the show now Ruth Martin. Ruth, how are you?
I'm just great. How are you guys?
We're doing
Hi,
fine.
Ruth.
Hey, Ruth.
Ruth, you've got a whole crew here today. Robert, the Trail Meister Eversole, is on the air with us, and of course Tina May, and everybody's excited to find out about Shawnee Creek Horse Camp. And so tell us a little bit about how you got started and how long you've been there.
Well, I got started in 07, stumbled onto this beautiful little piece of property, and my ex-husband and I decided to create a place for our family and our friends to come and to have a place to retire and still be able to visit with all of our friends that that like to ride these wonderful hills and hollers here in Missouri. So that's how it came about. And I'm here by myself now, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. Sun is shining here today. It's just awesome.
Oh, we're going to
head. Now I'm envious, Ruth.
Yeah, we're all going to head to Eminence now because we have no sunshine here. There ain't no sunshine in my soul, as the song goes.
Well, you know, you have to go to Sunday school once in a while if you want the sun to shine. That's what I was always
Goodness. Well, I know, Tina May, you've been up there and ridden quite a bit with Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I absolutely love the trails down there are beautiful. And they also have the wild horses there. A lot of times when you go out riding out on these trails, you will run into the famous wild horses there in Eminence, Missouri. And what Ruth has, I've also, you know, have been to cross-country trail rides, but a lot of times people like to know they love the trails, but they want the more quiet place. And when they ask me that, that's when I mention the Shawnee Creek Horse Camp, Ruth Place, because it's still the same trails, but it's off to itself and it's camping. It's you and your horse and you're out there camping. And that brings us to your place. Ruth, tell us a little bit. Tell us what kind of facilities that you have and how many sites you have.
Okay, well, I'm in no way and, you know, very humbled with compared to what Jim has at Cross Country Trail Rides. We don't have an organization here. You come in your self-contained campers. You bring your horses, and you can bring your dogs as long as they're socialized. And you know they have to be on a leash on the trail. I have 25 campsites with water and electricity and 50 horse stalls. The horse stalls are covered, and they're right near your site, so you can have your eye on your horses at all times. I'm located here on Big Shawnee Creek. It's a very fragile environment because of the watershed, so I do not have a dump station. I don't have a shower house or a bathhouse. Again, it's mostly for self-contained campers. It's 1.3 miles down the county road to the Shawnee Head of the Shawnee Head Trail down there, and you can access Jerktail Loop, Broadfoot Loop, Two Rivers Loop, and Shawnee Loop from there. It's 3/10 of a mile off of 106 on road number 211. Let me see. Can you think of anything else, Tina May?
Well, you supply the maps for folks.
Well, I do.
There.
I actually hand out the map from the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. They provided me with some of those. And they do have on the back, they have all the emergency contact numbers of the area, and they have the guidelines and the rules that we all have to comply with when we're on their property. I encourage people to do that, of course.
And you're open year-round.
Well, I have been.
We can,
When Gerald and I did this, we put the water in the conduit, in conduit under the ground. It has never froze. Now, I'll say that, knock on wood, it could happen, I guess, but it never has. So that has enabled me to stay open year-round so far. Have never had an issue. I do ask that people call ahead of time so I can be expecting them. And other than that, you don't have to literally make a reservation or put money down or anything like that. I'm very laid back, informal. I mean, after all, y'all are taking care of yourselves while you're here doing your own thing. I'm just kind of hanging around in the background most of the time. We've got so much to do, you know, for families here. They have a new educational center in Winona called Twin Pines, and they have educational events for children there various times of the year. They have actually a little one-room schoolhouse that was moved from the Van community where I grew up. My dad actually taught school in that little building.
Oh, wow.
That's neat. Isn't that cool? And it's there for the children to enjoy. And as I say, it's best to check and see what's going on in the surrounding community. So if mom or dad want to ride and the other one wants to take the kids out, that's fine. You're right here by Jack's Fork and Current River. You can float or kayak. We have a zip line actually in Eminence now.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people, yes, we're right. We're just
got a little bit of something for everybody.
I'm telling you, it's getting wild around here. You know, it's just so much. We've got all the natural beauty. We have the animal reserve, Peck Ranch Wildlife area close by. You can do a self-guided tour and look at all the turkey. And we have elk now, which is very
and you have
exciting.
Lots of springs. You've got lots of springs.
We have Blue Springs, Rocky Springs. We have Greer Springs, about 27 miles south of us. We have the Irish Wilderness, which is another over 16,000 acres of Forest Service land. We have numerous hiking trails. 106 is now a designated biking trail, which
wow.
I find a little interesting, but I guess if you've got a nerve enough to do it, it's there. It's an option.
I don't remember much of a shoulder on that road.
I couldn't walk one of those hills, let alone pedal up it, but I see a lot of amazing people doing just that. And they seem to enjoy it.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the actual trails, about the terrain. You're right in the middle of all pretty much all the trailheads. You can get to all the trailheads. I mean, you've got Broadfoot, and you've got Two Rivers is just down the road from you. You've got the Jack Forks and the Current River there close by. You've got the Shawnee Creek running right through there. But talk about, so there's a lot of water crossings. In the hills, and the terrain. Kind of let our people know a little bit that aren't familiar with the area, what kind of trails you have for the horses.
Well, that is really wonderful because there's easy trails and there's more complicated trails. A person can ride the Broadfoot Loop. It's relatively easy. I can even do that one. You've got beautiful pastures. It used to be, all of this area used to be family farms, all up and down the rivers. And you've got these wonderful open pasture lands and grasslands that you can ride trails through. Or you could go all the way to Jerktail, and that's a little rougher, more bluffs, narrow trails, pretty rocky. A person, if they take time to research and look at their maps, they can do just about anything they want to do out here. I do encourage everyone to be very kind to the environment. We're in such a fragile, beautiful place here. I was telling Tina May the other day about the beautiful wildflowers that are rare that we still have in our area. We have Dutchman's Breeches and Jack in the Pulpits and Yellow Bonnets and Bluebells, and they're just beautiful in the springtime. In the fall, we have the beautiful changing of the leaves, and we have the pawpaw trees and the persimmon trees. It's just absolutely beautiful.
What's your favorite time of the year there?
Pardon?
What's your favorite time of the year there?
I don't have a favorite time of the year.
They're all your favorite.
They're all my favorites. I even like the ice storms, you know, for a short period of time. It's pretty to look at for about 15 minutes.
It's beautiful, yeah.
I do have some beautiful pictures from my deck of my house here. And when there's been ice on the timber, it's just a mystical fairyland.
One of the neat things that we were talking about when we visited a bit yesterday, Ruth, was the fact that a lot of your campsites are kind of secluded, so that really one of the pleasures of coming to visit at Shawnee Creek is the fact that people can just kind of enjoy the natural beauty that's around them there. They can kind of be off to themselves and enjoy their campfire and just kind of sit back and relax and kind of do their own thing.
That's exactly right. And then again, if they care to, they can go to town, and there's plenty of things to do. You can cross the creek and come up here on my side of the hill and be totally away from even the county road and just literally be in your own little world. Or you can be down by the county road where it's a little busier, but yet it's quiet. And I always encourage people to visit in town, and if you have friends that are at the cross-country trail rides or wherever, you know, we've always visited back and forth, and everybody done their own thing, and it's just wonderful. I like to see the kids here because they can play in the river, or they can see all the wild animals and the wild birds that some of them I don't even know what they are. I just know they're beautiful.
You've got an eagle right now that's visiting.
Pardon?
Isn't that what you mentioned yesterday you have an eagle?
Yeah, I do have an eagle. He comes from time to time, or she, and has been here for a couple weeks. That's absolutely beautiful. I have a bird friend that stop over and visit at the creek. I've saw some beautiful water birds and cranes. And of course, there's beavers and otters and raccoons and possums and skunks and you name it. I've just got everything here. Of course, in the summertime, we have the snakes as well. I'm not a snake fan, but they're here.
Yeah, it was sounding really great until you got to the skunks and the snakes.
Yeah. I think we had some kind of a weird trail that we talked about not too long ago when Robert was on, and he was kind of heading for those trails or something. We want to visit a little bit when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. But Ruth, we were talking about a lot of the different events and things that go on around you there. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about that and how people can get in touch with you. But we love to give things away. On our program. And so, Tina May, tell us a little bit about our Legacy Club and what we're giving away today.
Oh, I will. Our Legacy Club is our thank you to our listeners. It's free, and you're automatically entered in our drawings for free prizes, like the end-of-the-year prize from our premier sponsor, Hydro Horse, for a two-horse Hydro Horse system. I have one of these, and I love it. We also have other drawings, like for today's drawing of a gift pack from our sponsors, A Little Pet Vet, and Illuminated Hoof Pick. And our winner for this prize is Nancy Kinsell of Belmont, Ohio. Congratulations, Nancy.
All right. Well, I wondered if you were going to get that out just a minute about A Little Pet Vet, but that's...
I got tongue-tied.
I love live
radio.
You did, but you got through that, and so A Little Pet Vet, and they've got some pretty nice horse treats, too. What are those called?
Oh, Enjoy Yums. My horses absolutely love them, yes, and so does my dog. My dog likes them, too.
Yeah, well, I thought you told me they were pretty good, but that was getting back into the food thing that you do again. So, when we come back, we're going to talk some more with Ruth about some of the things to see and do around her place there. A lot of really neat things that she told us about, so we'll share those with you. And I want to take just a moment to thank the sponsors that have provided things for our weekly Legacy Club member drawings, and that's Espana Silk All Natural Grooming Products, Foundation First Horsemanship, Camp with Horses, and Pink Horse Incorporated. So these folks have been really generous in providing some of the great gifts for our Legacy Club members. And again, you can enroll in the Legacy Club. It's free, and do that by visiting equestrianlegacy.net. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Tina May and Robert and Ruth. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Hoofprints in the snow, the most lovely sight I know. When the trails have all turned white, I can't wait to take a ride. On this holy morn, when Christ was born, all God's creatures know it's Christmas. Let's make hoofprints in the snow. Hoofprints in the snow. The whitewashes our soul. Seems we notice all the night. It always fills our lives. On this holy day, love leads the way, and we all follow. It's Christmas. Let's make hoofprints in the snow.
Campfire at Shawnee Creek Horse Camp with a little blanket of snow on the ground and drinking a cup of coffee.
Well, we can sure do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Wow.
That's a very cool thing.
Wow. Well, you know, well, these the peaceful campgrounds where you can just kind of get away and enjoy nature. But really, that's what it's all about for most of these trail riders. And, you know, it's just a great blessing to be able to get out and enjoy the trails that we're privileged to enjoy in this country and to visit so many places. But Ruth, tell us how folks can get in touch with you.
Okay. At the present time, I have one phone number. It is 573-226-5124. That is also my home phone number. If you don't get an answer, just leave me a message and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, that's 573-226-5124. And it's pretty cool when you can just call and get the boss right there on the phone.
Well. It can be.
Gosh. Well, you were talking about some of the different events that go on throughout the year that are in the some beautiful little communities that are around you, and tell us about a few of those. You mentioned craft fairs and some bluegrass festivals and some things, so share a little bit about that.
Well, the last few years we've had another campground here in Eminence that has a couple bluegrass festivals. I hope they're going to do it again in 2015, and that's just west of Eminence on 106. In the fall, in October, we have the arts and craft shows where vendors come from all over the country to bring their vendors, and that's held at Circle B. It's really a historical thing. People all come home to do that. We have numerous hiking trails on the conservation and the Forest Service and the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. Again, Peck Ranch is right here, and they have scheduled events there. They have a shooting range that people can take advantage of. I encourage everyone to contact these other entities and to call the office in Van Buren of the Ozark National Scenic Rays for their scheduled activities. They have many, many wonderful educational programs now for children. One of my neighbors here, the Crystal Creek Ranch, has a two-week summer program for children where they can interact with the animals and learn about nature. It's just great. So, again, I would encourage everyone to get on their computers and get on their websites for the Eminence area and see what times all of these events take place, because they vary from year to year. And I don't want to misquote. I just want to encourage everyone to take advantage of every opportunity they possibly can.
Well, you know,
I just want to mention, in the summer months, she is near all these crystal clear rivers that are spring fed, and there's lots of fishing, canoeing, rafting, swimming, and of course she said hiking. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful area to see.
And that's another thing, if you're a family and you have children, you want to go to you don't have to have a horse to come here. You know, if you want to just come down and have a quiet place to escape to away from the crowds of an evening and take your children and take them to your camper up here on the creek and let them play in the creek or whatever, that's fine. You can do so. And then you can go back down to the river the next day and go floating again and enjoy all the other people and just have a ball.
Sounds
so
wonderful.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to do the camp, is to have a place for families to come where they can escape out of the big crowds and
mm-hmm.
out of
no peace of heaven.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking about that when I was getting all this together. You know, I came to my mind about God's little acre. Well, this is just Ruthie's little 20 acres.
Gosh. Hey, Ruth, awesome. we want to thank you for sharing information about your campground there, and that's Shawnee Creek Horse Camp just outside mm-hmm. of Eminence, Missouri, and the phone number again is 573-226-5124. 573-226-5124. So if you're looking for a great place to just relax and enjoy nature and get out and enjoy some great trails and reconnect with your family and with nature, that's the place to do it. So, Ruth, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you guys. I've really enjoyed visiting with you and enjoyed your program.
Thank you, Ruth. Hope to see you soon.
I hope to see you. I miss you.
Okay.
Have a
all
great
right.
holiday.
Well, same to all of you. Thank you
all
again.
Right. Thanks
bye-bye.
So much. Bye-bye. All right, so fun to talk with Ruth. Just a place to put on your bucket list, and we're always looking for great places to get away and just enjoy our horses and our time with family and friends, so that sounds like the place to do it. Hey, Robert, have you explored the trails up there? Have you mapped the trails out in that area?
No. Short answer, no. Well, Ruth makes it sound wonderful. And it's certainly on the list. I know on the website we have certainly a lot of the trailheads that Ruth was talking about, Broadfoot and some of the others. You know, we do have on the site, but I have not been there personally. Those areas have been added by some of our trail bosses in the area, or people that have driven through and in long talks with the Forest Service. But, you know, when you get to talk with somebody that lives there like Ruth, you know, it's just you get the real skinny on the area. And that's why places like Ruth's are just phenomenal. And, you know, now I want to visit there.
Yeah, I'm telling
well,
you. You know,
it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place, Robert. And when you come up, you let us know. We'll have to meet up there.
Sounds good. Are you cooking?
I don't know that you really want me to cook. Have you had my cooking?
she'll have her tuna fish with her, I'm pretty sure. So
you bring your sardines.
And I've got sardines.
Have my can of tuna.
Yeah. Hey, listen, this has been a fun show. Give us your website, Robert, because we want people to connect with you on your website.
Thanks. It's www.trailmeister.com. We're the largest horse trail and horse camping directory in North America, which by default I think means the world. And it's all free. So you can log on, search by what kind of areas you're looking for, mileage, amenities, if there's restrooms, water, etc., and find great places to ride. So visit often.
He's got a great site. It's great for when you're traveling across country and you need a place to stop. You can look it up on his site to figure out horse camps in your area to do a stopover. And the location where you're heading at too. It's very good informative site.
Well,
thank
and
you
I,
very much.
I will mention too, you have a really neat newsletter that you put out, Robert. And so if people go to your website, I'm sure that they can sign up to be receiving your newsletter as well, can't they?
Oh, yes. Top of every page, there's an area that says get our newsletter. And yes, please sign up for it. We don't spam people. The newsletter goes out once a month and only once a month. And we have areas to ride listed. We have a article of the month, a tip of the month, sometimes even a video of the month, if I've gotten off my duff and actually produced one. So try to make it fun and informative and friendly. So, yes, go visit and sign up.
And there's also a link there on your newsletter about the Trailmeister on Equestrian Legacy Radio. So that's pretty cool, too. We appreciate that.
Yeah. No.
That's
pretty cool. Love the show.
Well, you know, there are a lot of great campgrounds that we're going to be visiting. Next week, Tina May, we're going to be where? New Mexico?
Yes, we are.
No, I'm
and,
getting jealous
we are.
Again, Gary. You're going where it's warm.
Yeah. We're gonna hit some of these warm spots going through. We're also gonna get up into Canada a little bit later too, because you know, this is America's a big continent, and so a lot of trails to visit and a lot of campgrounds and guest ranches to explore. So we're gonna be doing that through the coming months, and you know, I'm just delighted, and I'm gonna tell you now, Robert, to have you as part of our show. You're always fun to talk with, always very informative, and since this is the last show until we get to the new year that you'll be on, we just want to thank you for being part of our team.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's always great to chat with you and Tina May, and of course, you know, share the little bit that I've managed to pick up along the way. It's wonderful, and love you guys to death.
Well, we sure appreciate you, and it's so much fun to have you be part of Equestrian Legacy Radio's programming. And we look forward to a great 2015. We want to wish you and Celeste a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. And while we're at it, you know, a great Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody that's listening in.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You know, again, you know, if you've got questions for the Trailmeister, just post them to our Facebook page because we'll share those. Next year, we may even add a chat room on the program. So that's something that we're looking at doing. So if you are bashful about calling, you may be able to just chat with us while we're doing these shows. So look forward to it. Robert, enjoy your vacation. And
thank you so much.
We'll look for a report on the wild horses after you've experienced that.
Not a problem. As well as Boo.
We'll keep the updates about
Boo coming along.
Yeah. We've got to keep up with Boo and his
Boo
progress
will get
there.
The new calves.
That's right. Listen, thanks, Robert. Appreciate you so much, my friend.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Christmas and New Year, and we'll be chatting soon.
All right. Talk with you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, always great to have Robert on the show, and he's just a lot of fun. And Tina May,
yes, he is.
So much that's going on. We have great guests that are showing up for the rest of the year on Saddle Up America. So in addition to visiting New Mexico, who will be joining us next week?
Well, next week we have Susanna Gibson, which is founder and publisher of Trailblazer Magazine. And she's always such a hoot. I just love listening to her. She could have a whole show, I think. And then we talk with Reba Wagner, which is manager, and then Diane Wiltshire, owner of the Kiva RV Park and Horse Motel. And that is in Bernardo, New Mexico.
Bernardo, New Mexico. So, you know, it's pretty cool. I lived out in El Paso for several years and right on the border with Mexico, spent a lot of time both in New Mexico and Mexico. And, man, I'm telling you, they know how to celebrate Christmas out there. The luminaries and the piñatas and the wreaths made out of the red chilies, it's just a great place to be during the holidays. So kind of enjoy visiting with these folks next week. They'll be on right before Christmas, so that should be a really good show. And then Belinda Gale is on Sunday, and her guest on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale will be Barry Ward. And Barry has been the male vocalist of the year with the Western Music Association and just so many awards, too numerous to mention. But that is a fun show. A lot of really great music and inspirational messages from the folks that really are sharing on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. And that's at 9 o'clock Central Time every Sunday morning on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And then I mentioned earlier that this Thursday we have Templeton Thompson that's joining us. And then we'll be traveling the globe with the Emmy Award-winning Darlie Newman of Equitrekking. So we'll find out a little bit from Darlie about how she started that program and maybe some of her favorite places to ride across the globe. And she might even share some funny stories about some things that have happened while they've been filming that show. So I know there was an episode where an elephant charged them. And, you know, we worry about bears, and she has to worry about elephants. So
that'd be a little bit scary.
That should be a lot of fun. It's Christmas season. Be sure and visit our website and shop with our great sponsors in the general store and in the Christmas shop at equestrianlegacy.net. If you haven't enrolled in the Legacy Club, please do that. And you still have time to have your name in the pot for the drawing for the great Hydra Horse watering system that we'll be giving away, and we'll announce the winner on the show here December the 30th. And so that's a free Legacy Club membership. You get great discounts, and you're eligible for the great prizes that we give away to our Legacy Club members. So equestrianlegacy.net, and just sign up there as well. Any final thoughts, Tina May?
Yes, I just want to tell our listeners is don't stop riding just because it's cold outside. Wear layers. And when you're out there in the hustle and bustle and doing the shopping, remember the reason for the season.
All right. Well, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we remind you, if you climb in the saddle,
get ready for the ride.
Get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Once upon a Christmas, far away in Bethlehem, Mary, being great with child, had no place to lie down.
So Joseph found a stable in which Mary had her child. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ.
Once upon a Christmas, in a manger far away, a king was born. His palace was a manger filled with hay. His royal robe a swaddling cloth, a halo was his crown. Once upon a Christmas, away in Bethlehem,
and all the world rejoiced because the king was born at last. A savior had been promised, now it had come to pass. And the joyful news that he was born spread quickly far and wide. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ.
Once upon a Christmas, from the far east wise men came with gold and myrrh and frankincense to praise the newborn king.
Shepherds left their flocks at night and came to worship him. Once upon a Christmas, away in Bethlehem.
And all the world rejoiced because the king was born at last. A savior had been promised, now it had come to pass. And the joyful news that he was born spread quickly far and wide. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ. And all the world rejoiced because the king was born at last. A savior had been promised, now it had come to pass. And the joyful news that he was born spread quickly far and wide. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ. Once upon a Christmas, far away in Bethlehem.